You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Irirangi Poho, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
That was Green MP Gareth Hughes, and his press conference outside Parliament will begin in about 20 minutes if you're interested in the possibility of that legislation.
Thanks, Mary Margaret. Now, what have you got for us, Justin?
Yes, late last month, He Jiangui, a biophysics researcher from the Southern University of Science and Technology in Shenzhen, which is just north, a little bit north of Hong Kong, claimed that he had created the first human genetically edited babies, which is a pair of twin girls that are allegedly HIV resistant. Scientists worldwide have criticized the research for moral reasons. But why? Why is the reason? And what is the CRISPR technology behind this? I discussed this issue with Auckland University Associate Professor Philippa Malpas.
Sure. So CRISPR is it's a biological technique, really what's been called molecular scissors, and it stands for clustered regularly interspaced short palindromic repeats, so quite a mouthful. But essentially what it is it researches trick bacteria, so these are enzymes, proteins, enzymes, into cutting strands of DNA at a very precise point. So then what they can do is researchers can replace or change or disable a gene. So for instance, a gene for Parkinson's disease or Huntington's disease or a cancer. So this technology, really the implications for this became clear only in 2012. So it's a very new technology. And basically the implications behind it is that for people who suffer from hereditary diseases, that these can be essentially cured or prevented by this research, this technique.
So what are the concerns from this research?
So, I mean, I guess it's really important to be clear that there's been no independent verification of this research. So this is this researcher in China who has allegedly altered embryos and created these gene-edited twins. There are a number of concerns about what this team has done. So I guess the moral and ethical concerns really are around safety here. So what we don't know at the moment is the kind of ongoing implications for this technology. So for instance, it might be that some genes carry the edit, the good edit, and some genes don't. It may be that there are unanticipated edits, so they're actually they're carried out in the wrong part of the DNA. So we just don't have that level at the moment of clarity around what this technique can do. So there are real concerns about safety. And of course, if you're changing the genes of an embryo, not only does that subsequent child inherit those changes, but future generations do as well. So anything that's done to their embryo, then future generations inherit those changes too. So that raises all kinds of concerns about safety for future generations. There's also just the profound health risks to the subsequent children as well. So there are all kinds of implications. We just don't know what they might be. It changes every cell in the human body, these edits. At the moment, we just don't know what those changes might result in. And then there are other concerns around things like consent. So can prospective parents truly give informed consent for this technology when we just don't know the risks to, to subsequent generations of these children? So, you know, can we really inform parents so that they know what they're signing up to? It seems at this case, at this point in time, that we don't know that. Other people too have worried about issues around justice and equity, so that this technology, this gene editing technology, may only be available to the very wealthy, and so there's growing disparity there. So lots of ethical concerns around what's alleged to have happened.
But could this become a reality in the future?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a reality now. So CRISPR, this technology, has been used, and it has made changes for people, for instance, who suffer from Parkinson's or some cancers. They have undergone CRISPR, so the gene editing, to try and disable the genes for those people who have those diseases. But those changes are not inherited by future generations because they're done in an adult. What this particular research is really concerned about and what the scientific community is very concerned about is that this gene editing technique was undertaken in embryos. So the changes then affect not just that child, but the future children of that child as well. So they have ongoing implications. And at the moment, really, I mean, it's an incredible technology that's available, and it has huge positive implications. But this is something that's only going to be known through more research being done and not being done on embryos. And in fact, there is huge support in most countries around the world that at the moment, no gene editing work in terms of CRISPR is done on embryos.
But is there a common rule book between medical researchers around the world while doing research on embryos?
Probably not one, but many countries will have regulations in place. So, for instance, China has a number of regulations in place around the genetic manipulation of human gametes and zygotes and embryos. So this researcher has actually violated a lot of China's regulations. And, in fact, in The Lancet magazine, which is a very eminent scientific journal, a number of Chinese researchers have come out and condemned what's been done by their colleague. As has other scientists around the world. So at this stage, my understanding is that there's not one moral sort of rule book, as you might suggest, or some laws, but there are a number of laws around the world that prohibit researchers within those countries doing that. And I guess there's kind of agreement too at the moment in the scientific community that this research should not be undertaken on human gametes and embryos at this point in time because we just don't know enough about it. The risks outweigh the alleged benefits at this point in time.
And how could similar research in the future can be conducted within moral boundaries?
Really good question. So I guess the more research that's been done, the better understanding there is around the kinds of risks available. And really at the heart of kind of ethical and moral thinking is that we need to ensure that we are trying to maximise the benefits to everybody and minimise the risks. So that's certainly going to be a part of some kind of cost-benefit analysis. But also we ought to be thinking too around safety, issues around justice as well. And I think those kinds of issues will become clearer once we are clearer about the risks of this technology. So there's lots of people keeping an eye on this technology and raising concerns about what's being done. And, you know, this kind of allegation by this particular research is really worrying because what we don't want is people in parts of the world carrying out research on embryos when the risks potentially are so huge at this point in time.
Irirangi Po, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
So He Jiangui has not been seen since a conference in Hong Kong 2 weeks ago. Describing his work as, quote, extremely abominable in nature, Beijing has already suspended all of his researches and they are now conducting an investigation.
Ooh. Thank you, Justin. That was Justin speaking with Auckland University Associate Professor Philippa Malpas.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.